This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's fighting in the Gaza Strip today. Israeli fighter jets pounded most every major Hamas security compound across Gaza in reprisal for rocket attacks on southern Israel. Hamas and Gaza medical officials say at least 120 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded. Rockets are now being fired on southern Israel, where medical officials say one person has already been killed. Hamas took control of the area in 2007, and Israel accuses them of doing nothing to halt the rocket assaults. Groups in Gaza are vowing revenge. NPR's Eric Westerfeld joins us now from Jerusalem. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what do you know about what happened?
Well, witnesses say around noon local time, a series of massive airstrikes shook all of Gaza City, and what followed were scenes of desperation and chaos. Video from the scene, Scott, showed Hamas policemen and frantic Gaza medical workers trying to rescue the wounded and retrieve the dead and the dying amid plumes of smoke and rubble and real fear of additional airstrikes, because some strikes are continuing as we speak in Gaza City. There weren't enough ambulances, Scott, so people were piling bodies into taxis and pickup trucks. A Gaza official told me every major police compound in Gaza City and several others across the territory were attacked. Among the dead is the police chief for all of Gaza. His name's Major General Tafik Jaber.
Help us understand the geography where this is going on, Eric, because Israel talks about directing their attacks just on the police and security compounds. Where are these places located?
Well, it does appear the direct hits were all on Hamas police and security compound. That's true, but Gaza City, one has to understand, is one of the most densely populated places in the Middle East, building upon building. In some buildings, you'll have dozens of families with huge numbers of people. So these compounds are also near civilian areas, including outdoor and indoor shopping areas, residential buildings, and schools. The first airstrikes hit when children were still in school for the day. It's not clear how many civilians are among the dead, but Dr. Muawiyah Hassanein, the head of Gaza's medical, the Gaza medical director, says there are many civilians, including several children.
Israel, of course, maintains that that rocket attacks were being launched from Gaza on southern Israel, and that they had warned the leadership of Hamas these attacks have to be stopped. And now an Israeli military spokesman indicates the leadership of Hamas may be targets. What effect would that have?
Already we're hearing vows from Islamic Jihad and Hamas to avenge this attack. There's already been some rocket fire today. It's killed one Israeli and wounded several others in the Negev border town of Netivot. The Israeli government has warned residents living throughout southern Israel in rocket range of Gaza to remain indoors and in protected areas. And Hamas and Islamic Jihad also vowed to respond, quote, with all possible means, which is a very thinly veiled threat to unleash suicide attacks.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld in Jerusalem, thanks very much.
You're welcome.